All right, starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show, live from Studio G in the heart of America. I am Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom every single day. I'm going to tell it to you straight, even if the truth hurts. I'm going to be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do this on a free-for-all Friday. Three big things to know. Number one, the war on college campuses has students rally in favor of terrorist groups. They're pushing Jewish students into the shadows out of fear. Number two, the Supreme Court will soon weigh in on presidential immunity after arguments yesterday. It could be far-reaching. Could impact the short term with Donald Trump's current cases in front of courts. And number three, well, look at that. Like I said, it's free-for-all Friday. Going to throw it all out there today. You may get a chance to chime in, too. The Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. It means we're open to hear from you, America. I try to do it every single week to make sure we connect with you. Rules are simple. Number one, keep it clean like you're talking to your grandmother. Number two, if you've been on in the past 30 days or so, please don't clog up the lines. Let somebody else get in and have something to say. And we'll talk about that. And number three, don't call me to discuss or complain about other hosts or other shows or other networks or what's going on in the broadcast feed. I don't have much control of that, and I don't have time to waste on it. Again, the number is 877-310-9966. We begin with a massive failure of leadership on the economy here in America. I want to give you a little something to think about. Let's go to bite number six. Donald Trump calling out Bidenomics with yet another failure. Listen.
As you probably have heard, some very big things have happened, but the biggest seems to be that the GDP just announced it's all the way down to 1.6%, and it's heading south. It's going to get worse. Gas prices in California were just also announced that $7.60. Gasoline is going way up. Energy costs are going way up. And the stock market is, in a sense, crashing. The numbers are very bad. This is Bidenomics. It's catching up with him. It's lucky that it's catching up before he leaves office, as opposed to after he leaves.
That's what it is. The failure of Bidenomics in the economy. It's one of the things people are talking about. Bidenomics, the border, and, of course, the chaos on college campuses with kids supporting terrorists. Isaac has been patient in Connecticut today. Isaac, I greatly appreciate that, by the way. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Ivy. As far as the people, the illegals voting, they don't actually have to show up at the, to vote. A lot of them are going to be given driver's licenses and automatically registered to vote, and
right,
somebody will vote on their behalf because somebody will fill out an absentee ballot and send it in for them.
Mail-in
that's
ballots.
How they're going to do it. Yeah, that's how they're going to do it. They're going to just vote on their behalf. As long as they get them into the system and put them on the register, the voter rolls, that's how they're going to do it. And also, the other point I'd like to make is, I don't know who's funding the college campus protests, but as far as who's funding the immigration, all this talk about the NGOs, right?
Non-government
organizations.
Yeah.
Well, in that $60 billion, Mike Johnson's $60 billion was $3 billion that went to the NGOs. So we're funding the invasion.
Well, I knew that, yeah. We get to pay for the destruction of our country. That's been true for a long time, Isaac. Thank you for checking in. Hopefully we can save Connecticut someday. We'll be back for you. Leave no state behind, I say. One state that's not been left behind, the place where I went to college, the beautiful state of Montana, where Kendall is today. Kendall, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Ivy. I'm doing great. Watch your show every day.
Greatly appreciate that.
I just had to call in today because I'm a minor. I'm a woman. I'm a her. I'm a she. And I'm a minor. And when I saw Ivy's face after the iron worker segment, I just had to chuckle because I could just, well, her face was classic. And when I saw the iron worker after I got home from work, I jumped for joy. I gave a Trump fist bump. If I were single, I'd head to New York. I'd hunt him down. I'd marry him tomorrow.
Yeah, he wasn't subtle, was he? You know, I know a lot of iron workers in my life. Know a lot of welders and iron workers and hardcore. Look, that is the backbone of America. That man right there is the backbone of America. You see it in Montana every day, don't you?
Every day. I'm a miner. I go underground every day. And
what are you mining
it.
For?
And,
what are you mining for?
Platinum and palladium.
In what town?
Nye. Nye, Montana.
Oh, yeah. That makes
sense. South of Columbus. Yeah.
I know, in the
Beartooth, in the Azorcas.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I saw Trump, I'd been to every rally. I just knew it. He gets us.
Yeah.
Until
1984, you mined uranium in Montana. We closed that mine during Reagan's first term, though. Kendall, thank you very much.
Greatly appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much. All right. Veronica is on the line in Missouri now. Veronica, thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Ivy. You too, Steve.
That's nice. Go ahead.
Two things. First, own your vote. If you're gonna vote, make sure you're in good standing and make sure that you're not on a mail-in list or whatever. Own your vote. Two, I've got 5 grandchildren, 4 of them girls.
Okay.
What kind of world are they growing up in?
Not a great one.
What kind of world? I've got 4 granddaughters. What kind of world are they growing up in?
They're growing up in a world that is manipulated by Chinese propaganda, dictated by a bunch of tyrannical people who think the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression is hateful. They think words are violence. They're not. Violence is violence. Words are words. They're a joke, actually, to be honest with you. Veronica, I'm a little concerned, to say the least. Say the least, I am concerned. All right, thank you for being here. I don't know. I can't give you an optimistic forecast because look at what's happening at college campuses. You know, transgender. You know, why do they have, you know, transgender? What do they call it? Transgender story hour for kids or whatever they have. Why don't you have that at the old folks' home? See how well it goes over there. If you need to read people, go there to the old folks' home. You get heckled and thrown out anyhow. George in Georgia has been patient. George, how are you?
Yes, sir.
How are you? Yes, I am here.
Yes,
clear.
Sir. I'm wonderful. Good morning to you and Ivy. I appreciate y'all. I thank God for y'all telling the truth, man. I really do.
Thank you.
I wanted to wish Melania Trump a happy birthday because today's my birthday also. I'm 72, and I'm pretty sure it's today's her birthday. I think we're on the same day. But the other thing I wanted to say was China said, when I was 11 years old, I read in my history book, probably already tattered and torn, said that China said they was going to take over the world without firing a shot. If they'd have said, we take it over the world, I would have thought nothing. But they said, without firing a shot. And they're doing it. I think about this every day of my life.
Yeah, the communists said that. Yeah, the communists have been clear about that. And actually, it was an American communist who first predicted that about 100 years ago, back in the 1920s, said that the communists would take over. The Russians and the Soviets said the same thing, and the communists in China believe the same thing too, George. And right now, look at how they have extracted the minds of so many young American children at colleges, extracted their minds and darkened their hearts. It's really sad, actually, George. Wish I had something uplifting for you, but I don't. All right, I got to leave it there for a moment. We will continue to take calls and fill in around the edges, but I've got some guests this hour as well. Up next, Phil Kirpin, president of the American Commitment. Re-regulation from the FCC. What's it mean for me? We'll find out.
Silly, careless human. You unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.